Hello and welcome or welcome back. I'm Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. When you have a coaching program, or frankly, when coaching is offered, it is very important to differentiate between coaching, mentoring, training, management, HR, mental health, or any other type of support service. As you explore these, recognize that these roles are often intermingled, they're often misunderstood, they're often used interchangeably. The reality is they are truly unique and distinct. Each has a specific purpose and is deployed differently. Knowing this is essential for a successful coaching program. Very specifically, what do the different roles do? Someone who is a mentor is going to pass on their wisdom and experience. They provide expertise. Someone who is a mentor is going to give advice based on that experience. They're going to offer input. Very often, they're going to support that person by connecting them to other people so that that person has colleagues in a network that support their success moving forward. Alternatively, if someone is a manager, they will inform people of decisions they make, they will provide direction, and they'll give feedback, their impression of how that person is doing. If someone is a trainer, they're going to assess the learning needs. They develop the training program independently. They manage the learning environment, and they're providing information. They do create learning exercises independent of those who will actually be doing them. Someone who is a mental health professional is going to explore the past. Their focus is on that past, on that problem, and helping someone become whole. If someone is a coach, they hold the client as someone who is whole and fully capable. They elicit the focus of the coaching from the client. They elicit the expertise of the client. They see the client as their own best expert. So the coach is going to provide a process for that individual to develop their own strategies and plans. The client is fully empowered in terms of making their own decisions, determining their own actions, figuring out how their plan is going and how they want to adjust. The coach is there as a partner. And part of partnering does involve inviting the client to choose how they're going to celebrate their own progress and success along the way, and how they'll continue to hold themselves accountable to moving forward. So whereas a mentor, a manager, a trainer, or a mental health professional will do some telling, some providing of information, some explaining, the coach does not. A coach does partner with the client as a sounding board, giving them space to explore. A coach will ask probing and clarifying questions to expand and challenge thinking, and they'll have the client define what they want and how they will make it happen. One of the big challenges in setting up a coaching program is the difference between HR and coaching. Because an HR professional is employed by the company, by the organization, and their responsibility is there. It may be that very same HR person also serves as a coach, and differentiating an HR capacity from a coaching capacity is essential, because as a coach, the conversation and the confidentiality around it are in the control of the client, the person they're working with. It is a smart thing inside of organizations if somebody is in HR and also providing coaching, that they have different spaces for doing those. Very specifically, if it's an HR meeting, meet in the HR offices. If it's a coaching meeting, go meet in a conference room or some other private space to demonstrate, hey, this really is a different kind of conversation. When somebody is working in the HR capacity, their ethics are very strictly defined by the company and by what it means to be an HR professional. And they follow that. When they're serving as a coach, there are some significant differences in the code of ethics because the company is seen as the sponsor and the individual they're working with is seen as the client and the responsibility is owed to that individual. Very distinct. It makes sense when you're putting together a coaching program. If you have people that are in HR and also doing coaching, to sit down with the company code of ethics and the coaching code of ethics and talk about how they're the same and how they're different, how you're going to manage that, and how you're setting it up in the workplace to ensure the role of a coach is completely separate from the role of the HR professional. For example, imagine an employee working with the coach. They tell the coach, okay, yeah, I'm a high potential. They're spinning me up for a leadership role. And the reality is, I only plan on being here another 6 months before I move on. Well, the coach knows that information is confidential and they don't share it. An HR professional, of course, is going to share it. Now let's look at the pros and the cons of these scenarios. If the client shares that information with the coach, believing it's confidential, and that coach is also an HR professional and says, oh, well, we're not going to put the money into coaching this person if they're leaving in 6 months anyway. Why bother making the effort spinning them up as a leader? And they share that information. What's the outcome? Well, first off, confidentiality has been violated, and that devalues all coaching inside of the organization. It limits what's happening with the coaching. That can impact the ROI of the coaching engagements in a big way. Second off, let's say that person does leave in 6 months. If that information was reported, it changed what the last 6 months of their time there is like, which changes the note on which they leave. Instead of it being a positive experience where that individual may come back to the company in the future or refer other people to the company or become a vendor or a customer with that company, if that information was reported, that confidentiality violated, it's more likely that person leaves on a sour note because all of a sudden the company wasn't developing them, the coaching went away, the opportunities went away. They leave with a negative taste. Now, let's say it gets reported and that individual wants to change their mind. It's pretty tough to change their mind because that's been reported and now it's common knowledge and what's happening in the workplace is changing. They can't change their mind anymore. So somebody that may have been retained, a talent that may have been retained, is now gone. Alternatively, when the confidentiality is protected, because it's a coaching conversation, they have the opportunity to change their mind. They may stay. And even if they do leave, they're going to leave on a positive note, which means they may come back in the future as an employee, or they may become a vendor. They may become a customer of the company, or they may send other colleagues and professionals they know to that organization. This is one small example of the importance of differentiating if someone is in HR and they're also a coach in a coaching program, distinguishing which type of conversation is happening is essential. It's going to maximize the value of the HR professional in both capacities, both in HR and in the coaching. The distinct differences for an HR professional, yes, they protect confidentiality and those records are owned by the company. For a coaching professional, that information is owned by the client and protected in that way. Review both the company code of ethics and the coaching code of ethics. Look at the HR policies. Define the differentiation and the separation of coaching and HR meetings. Be clear on that distinction, even publishing it, discussing it. And keep the information separate. In this way, it is possible for somebody to serve in both capacities. Take the thoughts of the HR professional differentiating their role and consider also having anyone who is a mentor, a manager, or a trainer differentiate those roles as well. It is also common that people in those capacities serve as a coach. And it is equally important that they're distinguishing those roles as well. Offering coaching services is a privilege. It is also a responsibility. It is vital that we're clear on the difference between a coach and other professionals and that we explain that, define it, protect it, and truly partner with the clients that are served. I'm Kathy Liska at the Center for Coaching Certification. Come visit us at www.coachcert.com. Make it a great one.